on Shamaches Omid Beis. Okay, just I saw that Karen Ora asked the Shaila, was asked yesterday, how come we don't know that maybe the father and the Orus can't do anything, each one by himself, and it's only when together they can do it. So one of Medamet, the Gemara speaks about two matirim. You have two things that are matir, so the machlokas tanoim, really, whether neither one helps by itself, only together they help, or each one helps partially. So one of Medamet like that, but it doesn't work out according to the Mandiomer, according to the Chachomim, we'll say that that each one doesn't work by itself. And the end is, the Karen Ora says, it's Svara Pshuta, the Gemara held, that if the Orus and the father have a Koach, that each one has a Koach, that's not something that they only get a Koach together. So since they say it's a Svara Pshuta, so you have to think about it. To me, it's also a Svara Pshuta. If it's not a Svara Pshuta, so then obviously the Karen Ora is not... So you have to be... work on your Svara Pshuta to understand why it's a Svara Pshuta. It could be that it's because of the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't say that they are Mater B'Shutfis. The Pasuk says each one has a Koach, a Mater. First it says the Father, and then it says V'im Hoy Le'ish, with a Vav, right? Or Benureho Be'Soviho. It mentions both of them separately. So Mela, the Torah itself tells you each one has a Koach separately. Whatever it is, the Karen Ora says a Svara Pshuta. So if it's not a Svara Pshuta to you, then you have to... wonder why.
Okay. Like what Rosh
said. Aval. Samach Aval im. Shoma, the Kiyin. So now we're going to the cases where if the father, we haven't gotten to the Raya yet. The Gemara is trying to bring a Raya, whether it's Megiz Gaiz or it's Miklish Kolish. So what's it called? Also, another thing that was brought up: what about, is this same halacha apply to the father? The Gemara asks it by the husband: is he make his gaius? What about the father? So Pashas from the Bavli is mashma that the same halacha exactly applies to the father, and there's no shaila. It's the same exact thing, just to pick one of them. The Yerushalmi Taka says by the father. It's not only by the husband is there an Indian Miklish Kolish and Megiz Gaiz. The father Bechlau has no Koach without the Oris, and others hold the Rishonim hold in the Bavli the opposite, that the father for sure has a Koach because he had a Koach before the Oris, so he sure has a Koach to do something. The Chiddush is that even the husband has a Koach without the father partially. Okay. So, but however, the following cases: Avodim Shoma V'Kiyei, right? If the husband heard the nether, right? We're going now on the husband, right? So the husband heard the nether, and he was mekayim the nether, right? So he didn't just keep quiet; he heard, he was mekayim it. Osh Shoma V'Shasak Umeis Biyom Shalachrav. Or he heard the nether and he kept quiet and he didn't die till the next day. So that means that he lost his koach to be mefer. So ein yochel lahafer. Then the father can't be mefer, because then we don't have an idea of nisrokein koach ha-baal, the koach ha-av, because the koach ha-baal is gone. Either he was Mekayim, he lost his Koach to be Mefer, or he died the day after he heard, and he kept quiet that day, he lost his Koach. Since he lost his Koach, you don't say Nisrokein, there's nothing for the father to Yarshin, because the husband had lost it before he died. Next case, Shoma Aviyah V'Hefer Lo, right, the father heard he was Mefer, V'Lahos Mikbal L'Shmo Ad Shemeso Av, and the husband didn't hear the nether until the father died. So there's no more father. Okay? Zui shishaninu meisav lo nisrok na rishus lebal. The halacha is that the rishus of the baal goes over to the father if he dies, in the cases that we mentioned, and not in the cases that we mentioned don't work, right? Where the baal's koach still existed, the father yarshins it, and the svara is, or there's a psukim, lamaisa later, but the svara is, the father had koach without the aurus to begin with, so he can yarsh the koach of the aurus and regain his original koach. But the Arus never had koach without the father. So there's nothing if the father died, finished. He's, he has no koach at all. Shoma Baila, another case. Shoma Baila v'hefer lo. The husband heard and he was mefer. V'lo hispika av l'shmoa ad shemes habal. And the father didn't hear the nether till the baal was died. Zui shashi nino mes habal nisrok nishus la'av. So here's a case where the if the husband dies and he still could have been mefer, right? So his koach goes to the father, and now the father's hafara is complete. Shoma baila v'hefer lo. Another case. The husband heard and he was mefer. V'lo hispika av l'shmo ad shemes, and the father didn't hear the nether till he died. In other words, he died before he heard the nether. So ein habaal yochel lahafer. The baal can't. His baal safar is meaningless, because since the husband could have heard, and since the father could have heard and he didn't hear, right? So the husband still totally in the hafar of the father. The father's no longer alive, so the husband can't be mefer, right? Ein habaal yochel lahafer. She ein habaal mefer ela b'shutfus. Because the baal can't be mefer, he only has a koach to mefer b'shutfus. He doesn't ever get the koach of the father. And again, the svara is the father had the koach before the baal, so he can yarsh in the koach of the baal. But the baal never had any koach without the father, and therefore, if the father dies, the hafor is bottled, because the baal only has koach together with the father. Rashi, avlim shoma habaal, the kiyet, afopi shemes bo bayom. Right, even though he died that day, right, and the Av now could be Mefer on his own, still, since there was a Hekim, so he left his mark, and the Nether now can't be Mufer. Oh, Shoma Vishasa Kolosayam, or he heard, and he didn't say anything that day. So now he lost his Koach to be Mefer, because it's the next day already. And the next day, the day after he heard, he can't do anything. So you can't say that the father now yarshins the koach of the orus, because the orus lost his koach. Right? Umei sabal b'yom shalach. Rav ein hav yochel lahafir hoil v'over yom shalmo.